14, we have our third keynote emphasis in chapters 2 to 5. The expression, Day of Jehovah. Our King James translates it, Day of the Lord. Now, when you come to study eschatology, the doctrine of last things, more in detail, you'll find there's something that Christians differ about. In the New Testament, you have the Day of the Lord and the Day of Christ. Well, now, some think that they refer to the same thing. Others think that there's an interval between those two. And I think sometimes we spend so much time wondering which of the two we hold that we miss the common denominator. What is the main thing that expression means? Day of the Lord, Day of Christ. Underscore, the phrase Day of Jehovah used in Isaiah 2:12 occurs many times in the major and minor prophets. Underscore also, although words and expressions are often used in different senses, a careful check of the major and minor prophets shows that the phrase Day of Jehovah is used throughout the last 17 books of the Old Testament in the same basic way it's used in Isaiah 2. Mention and discuss what you believe to be the basic meaning of the expression Day of the Lord, Day of Jehovah. The expression Day of Jehovah means the day of Jehovah's exaltation. The day of the Lord's exaltation. What does the expression, the day of Christ, mean? It means the day of Christ's exaltation. See, that's common denominator. Then you can go on and discuss which view you hold. That's quite all right, but often we spend so much time on the difference, we don't get the common denominator. The day of Christ is the day of Christ's exaltation. The day of the Lord is the day of the Lord's exaltation. Listen to verses 11 and 17, which are almost identically the same. Isaiah 2:11. The lofty looks of man shall be brought low, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. See, he just tells you in so many words what that day refers to. It's the day of Jehovah's exaltation. Isaiah 2:17 is almost identically the same with 2:11. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be brought low, and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. We often use a colloquial expression which helps me to understand basically what this expression means. We often say every dog has his day. What that means is that although a person may be downtrodden in lots of ways, he'll have some time in his life when he's exalted. Every dog has his day. You've heard that expression used. Well, we often use the expression his day of a certain celebrity's day. In January, it's January 20th, we'll have Inauguration Day. See, that's the day of the president's assuming office, the day of his exaltation to that office. I rather imagine that the pitcher who won for the Dodgers last night, what's his name? Hershiver, wherever he goes, there'll be some local town from which he comes, and they'll have Hershiver, have I missed it? I don't know why I'm failing to put first things first when I can't get that right on the baseball player. Hershiver? Did you hear what he said? He said Whitey Ford. He's one of those Yankee. Well, let me see. Stan Kovaleski. That's an old timer. You know, he pitched in 1920, the year I began to be interested in baseball. He pitched for Cleveland. They won, and so I rooted for Cleveland after that for a long time. Boy, it was a long time before they won again, too. But they have the Celebrities Day. Well, you see, it's the day of his exaltation. Well, now, that's the basic meaning of this. And don't spend all your time debating whether it means this or this. We know it means this. The day of Christ is the day of Christ's exaltation. Now, Dr. Campbell Morgan says something that's greatly helped me on that. If I can read it right here. here it is. It says, the day of Jehovah is ever here and ever coming. Now you get that? The day of Jehovah is ever here and ever coming. You say, we're not in the day of Jehovah yet until Jesus comes again. Yeah, from one standpoint, we're not. But we're in the day of Jehovah in a certain sense now because we have a foretaste of that which is going to happen in the future. You know how much stress I lay on this. Well, this expression, day of Jehovah, gets you right into the heart of that. The day of Jehovah is ever here and ever coming. You say, Christ isn't exalted now the way he will be when he comes to earth the second time. No, he's not, but he's exalted now in his sovereignty. You take that hurricane that is hitting South America. I haven't heard the latest report. Has it come aground in Nicaragua or in Costa Rica? Don't y'all know? You look blind. Haven't you been reading about it? No. It was coming either to Costa Rica or Nicaragua. Of course, I thought of the Sandinistas down there. And but God's having his day. He's in control of that storm. Did you pray about it? You say, oh, I'm sympathetic with those people. Yes, folks, sympathetic with them, but that's not the main thing. I read an article just yesterday in Moody Monthly about AIDS. Did any of you get Moody Monthly? Boy, it was so sympathetic with those who have AIDS. But I pray I don't believe it got the full message there. The judgment of God on that thing. Judgment of God and tells about how certain ones responded to love, thought nobody loved me. Yeah, but he dies and he goes on. And rather than spending a lot of that time talking about missions and getting the gospel to the ends of the earth, they talk about being sympathetic with those who have AIDS. I think they missed the main point. God, we're in the day of Jehovah now, the preliminary day. And you keep that in mind as you go all through. You over and over you'll find that expression which is used. It's the day of Jehovah's exaltation. And he'll be exalted in mercy or he'll be exalted in judgment. And you find the context where this is given. It's rooted in the very nature of things that God must be exalted. To the extent there is pride in my life, to that extent, I'm not living in the day of the Lord. To the degree there is pride in your life, to that degree, you're not living in the day of the Lord. And we sometimes say, now, Lord, show us any pride in our life. But I find one of the main ways he shows me pride in my life is by curing me of it. Now, I don't even recognize it until God takes it away. And then when he takes it away, you can look back and realize the pride. Oh, folks, the potential pride in our group. Potential pride in your heart. Potential pride in my heart. I know a lady came up to a preacher one time and said, oh, preacher, that was a wonderful sermon. Wonderful sermon. And he said to her, dear lady, if you only knew how much inflammable material there is in my heart, you wouldn't strike a match to it. Oh, indeed. Pride, oh, you don't realize it's pride till somebody crosses you. Oh, that's the humblest person. Yeah, because nobody crossed him. If you let somebody cross him, then he's not quite so humble. Indeed not. Are you living in the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord's exaltation. You know how many times I quote to you John 12:28, Father, glorify thy name. At any moment when I pray that prayer, I'm living in the day of the Lord. If I pray that in simple faith, Father, glorify thy name. I'm living in the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord's exaltation. Then that's a foretaste of the final day of the Lord after Jesus comes again. Let's have our prayer.